Hello, Amanda Lamb.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
We're good. How you doing?
Thanks for taking the time to hang out with us today. We appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
And congratulations, Amanda, on another very successful launch of another podcast. Congratulations on what remains so far.
Thank you. We're really excited. We just got some good news that we're in the top, let me look exactly what it is, top 200 of all Apple podcasts.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
Wow,
that is
Amanda.
An accomplishment.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're number 7 on the U.S. science list, which as someone who didn't do really well in science growing up.
it's a big middle finger to your science teacher in high school.
Yeah.
or maybe some kudos. Maybe he gave me some information that I used later in life. So who knows?
Perhaps.
Not like the way Sarah said it.
So
yeah.
So Amanda, I have to know why this is, it's kind of dark territory you're going into. What made you pick cold cases?
Well, it is my wheelhouse. So I've been covering crime for most of my career. I've been a TV journalist for 30 plus years. I've been here in the Raleigh market for 28. And I have always covered cases from the beginning to the end, from the crime, through the investigation, to the arrest, through the trial. And I think what's always stuck with me are these cases that could not be solved for whatever reason, have not been solved, and just the heartache of these families who don't know what happened to their loved one. And to be clear, we're looking at missing and murdered people. So, for example, if you had somebody in your family that went missing 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, the DNA testing was not quite there yet. And so in a lot of cases, you just may never know what happened to that person. And that's really, really hard. So in that, it is some dark material, but we are also kind of bringing these cases full circle for a lot of people. And that's a real reward when you hear these families who have just been wanting answers for so long get this closure. And they get it because these investigators, these scientists, genealogists, are really committed to making it happen.
Yes. I'm such a huge true crime podcast fan. That's the preferred style of podcast for my wife and I when we go on these long road trips back to where we grew up, which is Indianapolis, Indiana. So 10 hours worth of true crime podcasts there and then 10 hours on the way back. And what I have a tough time with, Amanda, is when I listen to a true crime podcast, I have to and maybe you go through this, I go through this strange dilemma of, are we glorifying the people that have committed these crimes? I just hope that what comes from the podcast, like what you said, trying to find answers outweighs sort of the glorification. Do you ever think about that?
Oh, yeah. And specifically, there's a lot of podcasts about cold cases and there's a lot of podcasts about murders. So we're really not focusing on what happens afterwards. We're focusing on what happens up until the point where somebody is identified, where their name is returned, where they can, their ashes go back to their families and they can have a service. So we're really focusing on all the work that happens up until that. Not that we don't care about the conclusion of a murder case or the suspect, but that's not our focus. So, for example, again, going back to, a missing person, we have one case where a woman's sister went missing in the 60s, 70s, and her family never had answers. Well, her parents passed away, and she finally picked up the torch and said, you know what? I really need to know what happened to my sister. And it turned out that she probably was murdered. They were never able to prove that. But what they were able to do is take these remains that had been sitting for years and years and years at a medical examiner's office with no name. I mean, literally bones in a box. And they were able, through all of this high profile or this new DNA testing, to be able to put the name to those bones. Mm. And that family was able to have a service.
Wow.
And really finally put those questions to bed. So it's much more about just the incredible work that usually it's one tenacious investigator, often one or more family members, and then you've got these DNA scientists who bring you the actual facts to be able to figure this out. And the really cool part of this that I'm learning a lot about is forensic genealogy. So a genealogist takes that DNA test information and they build this family tree. So they start out maybe with like a third cousin, and then they start to figure out through all sorts of records online and things that are easily available, but of course a genealogist knows how to put them together and figure out, you know, who is this person? Who is the parent, the grandparent, the brother, the sister, and try to find somebody who's still alive, who remembers this person, and put it all together. So it's really fascinating stuff. It's putting together the pieces of a puzzle.
And separately, too, just to throw it in there, I think it's also interesting how much Ancestry DNA and 21andMe has also changed the game on a lot of these things, too. We have Amanda Lamb with us right now. Podcast dominating right now in Apple Podcasts called What Remains. Amanda, what I think is always fascinating, too, for me, you know, I have a hard time getting through the Goosebumps franchise. Meanwhile, you're doing these deep dives on various serious situations, these stories. And I know you've been doing it forever, Amanda, and I get that and also applaud that at the same time. But I'm also fascinated with, you know, you're having these serious conversations with people who went through a tremendous amount of loss and pain. How do you navigate these conversations just from that side of it when you're talking to people that have gone through a really terrible thing in their life?
I mean, the only way I can describe it is that, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been humbled to be able to speak to a lot of families over the years in these situations, invited into their homes, invited into their lives. You know, I've written a lot of true crime books as well, so I've had a lot of experiences in deep diving into these stories. And I just think it's all about compassion and respect. I mean, you know, the longer you live, the more hot coals you have walked over in your life. Mm. You have experienced grief. You have experienced loss. You have experienced pain. And maybe it's not exactly the same experience that the people you're interviewing have had, but you can tap into that and think about, you know, what would that be like to lose a child? Ugh. What would that be like to lose a spouse, a parent? And you can use that as a guide, I think, for how you handle these situations. I think one of the best pieces of feedback we've had, we're on Wondery Plus, by the way, if you want to binge the podcast, you can binge it there ad-free. And from some of our Wondery listeners, has been that they say we are approaching these topics with a lot of compassion and respect for the people we interview. And that's just not the case in every podcast. If you've listened to a lot, you know that some of it is done tongue in cheek, and we don't do that at all.
Right.
I mean, our goal is really to treat people with respect and really highlight the great work that these investigators and these scientists are doing behind the scenes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
Yes. Amanda, I do have a quick question regarding your podcast and how you deal with the research side of this. You know, when you're doing a podcast on something like this that you mentioned is so sensitive, what does the research process look like for you? And do you find it to be an exciting part of your day in digging through this stuff? Or is it a little bit heartbreaking and a little bit like something, oh, okay, here we go. I've got to prep myself and let's dive into it.
Steel yourself against it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I actually love the research. You know, as a TV reporter on four times a day, we don't have a lot of time to do research. And I find that to be a fascinating piece of the puzzle. I'm working today, as a matter of fact, on a story about isotopes, which are different than DNA. Basically, isotopes show from the water in your body where you have lived. Because we drink water, we eat food cooked in water, and we eat plants and food that obviously absorb water. And so it's really fascinating. But there's been several high-profile cases throughout the world that have been solved with isotopes. And so, you know, the scientist that I was talking to, he's from West Virginia, and he said, you know, he mentioned the cases, and immediately I'm writing them down going, oh, I can't wait to look into this case. Because, again, it's part of the mystery. It's part of the puzzle. And I think as a journalist, I'm just so curious. I want to know, how did this come together? How did this evolve? And so I do enjoy the research a lot. I don't find it tedious or boring or overwhelming in any way. I think it's just a really cool part of the process. And when I get to see it all come together, you know, an episode like some of them that I'm working on now, and I have, you know, this person from NC State and this person from, you know, across the country, and another person, I just interviewed a person in Dubai the other day.
Wow.
And putting all these people together, again, with the research of here are some of the cases that have been solved by this process is just really fascinating to me.
And so rewarding. Like, yeah. Like how incredible. You're right. The feeling of fulfillment you must have must be very overwhelming.
It is. I mean, you know, again, I've been a TV reporter for 33 years, and I would put, you know, maybe 8 minutes of content on TV a day, which is a lot, but it's what we call turn and burn, where we're just right. really moving at the speed of light. So this, as a writer, I mean, I'm a writer at heart. That's what I have done my whole life. And so it gives me an opportunity to really spend time thinking about the story. And most of these episodes are, you know, they're anywhere from 45 minutes. So it's really like a mini documentary in a way. And it gives me a chance to do a deep dive, which is really exciting for a journalist and a writer.
Well, Amanda, we're so proud of you. This is Amanda Lamb from WRAL. I've been doing this for such a long time, and I'm glad you mentioned this a second ago, that every single podcast has its kind of own uniqueness to it. It's not the same thing every single podcast. You're talking to a lot of different people, a lot of different situations. So really, each week, each podcast that's released, it's kind of its own little gem of things that you're doing. Amanda, congratulations on the success. One of the top podcasters in the country with us right now,
yeah!
Amanda Lamb.
Congratulations.
Yes, and congrats to
all
of your hard work. We might only hear the 37, 40, 45 minutes that you mentioned, but we know there's hours and hours,
yep.
days and weeks and months and years that goes into all of this that you're showing
yes.
us. So thank you, Amanda.
As fellow content factories,
yes.
we appreciate your grind.
Well, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for the interview.
Amanda, thank you. Continued success. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's been doing this, what, over 30 years, she said?
Yeah.
The number of conversations and the things that she's found out and been a part of that none of us will ever experience, really, in our entire lives.
I hope to never
and
experience
she, and
the
she's
stuff
just,
she looks into.
Exactly, and she's doing this all the time. Listen to What Remains right now on Apple Podcasts with Amanda Lamb from WRAL.